Radio ETC
BBC のドキュメンタリー番組ディラン・トーマス From Grave to Cradle を見ながらチャールズ先生のレッスンを受けています。ウェールズを代表する詩人ディラン・トーマスの作品、そして彼の人生についても触れていきます。ディラン・トーマスの両親は自宅ではウェールズ語を話していました。しかし彼の子供にはその言葉を学ぶことを望みませんでした。ディラン・トーマス自身は詩を朗読する際にある映画俳優の英語を真似ていました。
Thomas' parents would have spoken Welsh at his home, but his father did not want the boy to grow up learning their language. He felt that being Welsh-speaking would have impeded the boy's progress, a commonly held illusion at the time.
さて、impeded とはどのような意味なのでしょうか？
Stunted, spoiled his progress. So, all of Great Britain speaks English, and Wales have their own unique language. The Scottish too do too, but they go to the original Celtic dialect, but it's rarely spoken, and few can speak it. Okay.But in Wales, many can speak Welsh, like Nos Stark means good night. I only know a few Welsh words, so I can't help you much there. You were asking about dialects of his family. They were all Welsh ladies. And as in Yorkshire, some people speak with a mild Yorkshire accent, some speak with a heavy accent, and an in-between. The only one you could clearly understandwas his daughter. I've never seen my father drunk. Okay. But his wife had a very strong Welsh accent. And it depends what part of Wales they lived in and what influence Britain has had or England has had on the local dialect. But most Welsh have some knowledge of the language, I mean of their home language. And If you ever go to Wales, and I recommend it's worth the trouble, you'll find that they have the English name for the station and the Welsh name for the station.
番組のトランスクリプトは ETC 英会話のホームページで確認することができます。こちらもぜひチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。